I'm here with Dylan Alcott, Paralympian, motivational speaker, radio host, DJ. Has a wide range of talents ranging from successful sports career through business, radio, motivational speaking, and service to others. Good afternoon, Dylan.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me.
You started your sports career early. What attracted you to sport? How did it happen?
Yeah, I think the biggest attraction to sport was, I'm from Australia where obviously we love sport. And I used to play with my brother and things like that. He's able-bodied though, so there came a time when I couldn't play with him anymore. And I think one of the best things about Paralympic sport was meeting people that were similar to me. You know, I didn't really know anybody with a disability. And to be able to see them, smiling, enjoying themselves, loving their life, but also getting fit and being competitive, it was a great lifeline for me. One of the best decisions I ever made.
You're very well educated, from prestige Brighton grammar to acquiring a degree. What was most important in your development as a human being?
I think the most important thing that in my development was, first and foremost, having a great support network, having good friends and family that entrusted me to be myself and things like that. But I think the biggest development that I learned, not only through school but also university, is the importance of backing yourself, having your own, believing in your own abilities, first and foremost, but also not caring too much about what other people think. I think a lot of people they study, they get all these, ideas, degrees, but if you aren't authentic to yourself and you don't enjoy what you're doing, what's the point? And I realised from a young age that I really wanted to help people with disabilities that don't feel like that aren't proud of their disability. And that's what I do through my company, Get Skilled Access, where we train and consult and working with governments and corporates to better understand people with disabilities, but also do my work through my own foundation, the Dylan Alcott Foundation, to help young people with disabilities as well. And yeah, it's the best advice that I ever learned and that I love passing on to other people.
Yeah. Thank you, Dylan. Now, Dylan, you mentioned that foundation that aims at helping young Australians. What do you give them that they need? What is the most important?
Yeah, we do a lot of different things. So through the foundation, we fundraise. So we give mentoring, scholarships and grants to help them achieve whatever they want to achieve. There are too many barriers to entry for young people with disabilities to do what they want to do, whether it's stigmas, whether it's a lack of access. So we provide equipment if they want to be a sporting professional. We give them scholarships to go to university if they want to be a lawyer or a doctor, whatever they want to do. I help them be a musician, get involved in the arts. Unfortunately, young people with disabilities, they don't get given the opportunities that able-bodied people do. So we pay for those opportunities. We also give them mentoring, line them up with other leaders in the market to help them do that. Because, when you get that support network and the equipment and the things that you need, that's when you're going to start achieving.
That's a big support.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of years ago, you were part of the event at Australian Open, a charity drive for Novak Djokovic Foundation. How did you get involved in that? And what is Djokovic like?
So Tennis Australia asked me to mentor that. And then, MC that. And then, I got to play wheelchair tennis against Novak. Kicked his ass, by the way. He wasn't good in the wheelchair. But then, he was a great guy. He does some great work back home with his foundation. And yeah, hopefully I get to do things like that with my foundation as well. Some big high profile stuff. Because, it's a great way to get, not only funds in, but also get some exposure for the great work that we get to do.
DJ Dylan Alcott. How did you come across that talent?
Yeah, so I did a lot of work on radio, always as the guest, not the one hosting. And then after the Paralympics in 2016, the Triple J, which is one of the biggest radio stations in the country, the only national one, they said, mate, we want to give you a show. So gave me my own show. I had no idea what I was doing. I was shocking at it, but it's progressed to be able to hosting. I host breakfast nationally by myself now, which is pretty awesome. And when I get to do radio, there are sometimes over 1.2 million people listen to us. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, mate?
You're a recipient of many awards. Of course, we can say gold at Olympics in Beijing and Rio. But what is most important for you of all those rewards? What is closest to your heart?
Winning the gold medals meant a lot because you give up so much to it. But the awards don't get me out of bed every day. I don't really care about it that much, to be honest. It's more the stories of the people that you get to help, And I ran a music festival, all-inclusive festival for anybody, no matter their race, gender, disability, I didn't care. And to have people tell me that it was one of the best days of their life, that means a lot more than, getting those awards, mate. But, it's pretty humbling to be involved in, and hopefully get to do that for a few years to come.
A lot of people who are lost in self-service say that the biggest joy is helping somebody else.
It is, mate. It is. It's not like people ask me, where do you keep your Australian Open trophies? And I don't know where they are. I think they're at my mum's house. Because I don't like, it's not like I look at them every day and say, well done, Dylan. It's really, that gives me the platform to do what I really want to do, which is hopefully have a small impact on some people's lives.
And last question. It's incredible to think that such a capable and talented person like yourself had to lie on the job application to even secure an interview. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you say you're in a wheelchair, you might not get given an interview, you know? So it sucks, doesn't it? We need to change that. So there is no unconscious bias and discrimination when you say you have a disability. So that's why I do what I do.
So is that the biggest thing we've got to change?
Change
in
our attitudes.
Mind of people?
Yeah, because you're on the back foot straight away when you say you have a disability, and that needs to change. And that's what I do at Get Skilled Access, is train people and educate people that, you know, if you have a disability, we can still do roles just as good as anybody else. And it's really important for governments and big business to take the lead on that, for sure.
Thank you very much, Dylan.
Good on you.
Thank you for having some time.
Love your work, brother.
Thank you.